Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number 56 of the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast. My name is Vexx, along with your host, Mr. Johnny Zero.
The people's hero, and we are happy to have you here. The war has begun.
The war, if you will, of the clowns, the Clune Nation. Johnny, do you have more information about that?
I do, but it's handwritten sentiments. I've got grease paint and blood on this, and it says there is a war coming with it, and with it, many dark times.
It's so ominous indeed. However, This is 6:05 Eastern. It's Sunday night. Let's go down to the square
and circle. That's what's going outside of the arena.
Now, if you look, Johnny, and this is interesting to me, if you look into the square circle, Bozo number 7 has suited up, and he is in the ring.
Yes, Bozo 7. He's got the shoes with the 7s on him. The clowns are getting very militant.
His opponent with the undefeated streak.
Oh, it's
in
the Golden
Stash. Professional wrestling, the Golden Stash himself.
Yep. And is it looks like Brady is cheering him on in the background, dancing to the Magnum PI soundtrack.
Fantastic music, if you will, Johnny Zero. Everyone's very excited.
Unbelievable. He's coming down to the ring. He's in phenomenal
Look
shape.
Look at Tom Selleck. He's an Adonis.
Just picture a bigger Rick Rude, basically. Unbelievable. He's coming down to the ring. He's pointing to the clown, and he's dancing around and, I guess, flaunting himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Bozo 7, I hear, is pretty tough.
A one-fall contest with an 11-minute time limit.
11 minutes. Unbelievable. There we go.
Immediately, Selleck grabs number 7 and throws him right over the top rope, Johnny Zero.
Unbelievable. And he's going up to the top rope, coming up with a double axe handle on top of that.
The humanity.
The humanity. My God, man. He's got him again, and he's throwing him into the ring chairs. Oh, my God. Did you see that?
You know, Tom Selleck is a ring steps. Excuse me, fantastic athlete.
Unbelievable. Picking him back up into the ring. Bozo seems a little wobbly.
There's an understatement.
B7, he's throwing him back in the ring, and he's going. Why is he taking all these high-risk maneuvers so early in the match?
He can.
Okay.
He's the Golden Stash. He's undefeated in professional wrestling.
He's slingshotting himself over for an elbow on Bozo 7, on the head. Unbelievable. That's the thing. I can't tell if that's red blood or if it's the cream-based paint or what it is. But he is definitely looks busted open to me. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yes.
Unbelievable. Picks him up again. He's got him up, and he's got him in a bear hug. Just twisting him back and forth. Bozo trying to get out of it.
And
trying.
Bozo is overweight, so the power of Magnum P.I., the power of the Golden Stash to pick him up, it's amazing.
Unbelievable. He's trying.
Tom Selleck.
He's trying to fight out of it. He's hitting him in the head. He's got Selleck. He's hitting him in the head. Nope. Selleck is still holding on. The size difference I didn't realize was so much great. Now Bozo has lost. Looks like he's lost consciousness. Referee is grabbing his arm. Bring it up. One. Dropped. Two. Drop. Three. He's coming back. Clown power.
Selleck drops.
Clunion. There are Clunion members here.
Selleck breaks the hold. Bozo falls to the ground. Selleck picks him up. Slingshots him into the rope. He comes off. Mike Brady grabs the foot of Bozo number 7.
Oh, my God. Where was Brady at? I can't believe this guy. You call yourself a world's champion? Oh, we're disgusting.
On to the top rope is Mr. Selleck dropping an elbow, and boom, right across the back.
One.
He flips him over.
Two. Three.
Oh, my goodness.
Unbelievable.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner and still undefeated, the Golden Stash.
And B7, Bozo 7 is trying to come behind, and Brady clotheslines him. Unbelievable. They're putting the boots to him, to their own theme music. Unbelievable. Clown abuse. Call in the Clunion.
What's wrong with you?
The Clune.
What is wrong with you?
That's terrible, man. Oh, my God, man. This guy was obviously outwit.
This is the Golden Stash.
Of course. He's 100 pounds. He's a much superior athlete. I'm not questioning that. But, I mean, this guy's outweighed by at least 100 pounds. And they're putting the boots to him. And they're walking out together arm in arm, just as you wanted. Unbelievable. Throwing gold glitter out into the audience. And the rampway into TV Dad's Wrestling Federation ring. Unbelievable. Do you believe what we just saw? I mean, like, how many more clowns, how many more little people are going to be abused? I just don't understand it.
Now, Johnny Zero, we're going to take a brief commercial break.
Yes,
please bear with us.
Sure.
If you're dumb enough to buy a new car this weekend, you're a big enough schmuck to come to Big Bill Hell's Car.
Bad deal.
Cars that break down.
Thieves.
If you think you're going to find a bargain at Big Bill,
you can kiss my ass.
It's our belief that you're such a stupid motherfucker,
you'll fall for this bullshit.
Guaranteed.
If you find a better deal,
shove it up your ugly ass.
You heard us right.
Shove it up your ugly ass.
Bring your tray.
Bring your tie.
Bring your wife.
We'll fuck her.
That's right. We'll fuck your wife.
Because at Big Bill Hell,
you're fucked six ways from Sunday.
Take a hike
to Big Bill Hell.
Home of challenge pissing.
That's right.
Challenge pissing.
How does it work?
If you can piss 6 feet in the air straight up and not get wet,
you get no down payment.
Don't wait.
Don't delay.
Don't fuck with us or we'll rip your nuts off.
Only at Big Bill Hell.
The only dealer that tells you to fuck off.
Hurry up, asshole.
This event ends the minute after you write us a check.
And it better not bounce or you're a dead motherfucker.
Go to hell.
Big Bill Hell's car.
Baltimore's filthiest.
And exclusive home of the meanest sons of bitches in the state of Maryland.
Guaranteed.
All right, wrestling fans, we're back here in episode number 56 of the TV Dads Wrestling Federation, the greatest sport in the world. And I have a special announcement. We're going to let BBP, the man who owns the Buffalo Butt Promotions, as we call it, or the Bookman Booking Productions, whatever you want to call it, the Don King of Wrestling himself from Chi-Town, to announce the next match. Here we go, folks.
I got a big news for you today, Donnie Zero.
Okay.
This match has been brought to Buffalo Butt Production is very proud to present that we have the match around the world. It's not the Thriller in Manila. You know what I mean? It's our own inversion of it.
Okay.
It is the Cyborg versus the Psycho. So, ladies and gentlemen, tonight I'm going to say, if you look down to the ring, Mr. J.J. Evans.
The Duke of Chicago. Damn right. Where the hell's he been?
Welcome back to the professional wrestling now. His opponent from parts unknown, the Cyborg.
Oh, no. You're kidding me. Now, who's in this?
It is a computer operated system. It is not a man. It would defeat J.J., who done stole the title and put the J.J. away
wrestler,
now.
Great wrestler and also a very underrated actor as well.
He had faced along with the Mr.
Loved
Mr. Evans himself previously.
Love me some Jimmy Walker. And you made a lot of money off him.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a one-fall match. No disqualification, no time limit.
Here we go. They're circling around the ring, folks, and away we go.
Yeah, see, when you look here, the J.J., the very powerful young man in the square circle here. But the Cyborg is very strong himself now.
Who's in the Cyborg? It's got to be a person inside it.
It is an animatronic droid system operating. It's not a man.
Right, right. I got you. They're locking up. The Duke of Chicago gaining an early edge. Backs the Cyborg back into the corner. Referee clean break. They break up. They go back around. Now look, here comes. They come again. They lock up again. J.J. coming back around with the hip toss over. Slams the droid. What do I call this guy?
Idiot, the Cyborg of the professional wrestling now.
All right. Wait a minute. While he's down, the Cyborg has dropped J.J. with a foot. He grabbed his leg. Is this legal?
Now, see, they have signed off on the licensing. If you notice the state that we're in currently, it was unavailable for a Cyborg to wrestle a man. But you see, Mr. Evans had wrestled a Cyborg previously.
Now, let me ask you something, Buffalo, but Mr. Bookman, sir, how could you do this after J.J. Evans, the Duke of Chicago, if you will, sir, Jimmy Walker, he put your own independent promotion on the map. And so did his brother Michael, and so did the worker man James Evans.
What is the question here, Mr. Donald Hill?
Unbelievable.
What is the question here?
I'm asking you, how could you book this?
I mean, you see, the J.J. Evans had felt his name had been besmirched, if you will, by the previous Cyborg facing his father. He's the father, man. He faced the Cyborg now.
Speaking of which, an atomic drop by the Cyborg on J.J.
That's the Duke of Chicago.
That was absolutely amazing. It looks like he might be bleeding from that. I've never seen somebody.
Now, the Cyborg cannot bleed because he is not a man who made a gas.
That may be a metal leg there that has jammed in the bottom spine of one of the Duke of Chicago, the post-apocalyptic warrior.
I believe that the Cyborg is constructed with the PVC pipe now, down there.
Unbelievable. He's shaking it off. He's coming off the ropes. Bam. A nice flying forearm from the Duke of Chicago. Knocks down the Cyborg, and he's just pummeling him in the floor. One, two, three, four. The ref breaking it up. He's got them up. He's got to separate them now. Now they're coming back in. They're going back around for a collar elbow tie up again. The Cyborg is pushing JJ. It's like a test of strength. Oh, and the Cyborg wins. He's got JJ's knuckles twisted. That can't be legal.
Well, guys, 30 minutes down is there. Now, listen, it's a no disqualification match. Everything is legal in the ring today now.
Yeah, now that can't be legal. I mean, a man's fighting a machine here. Like, this is John Henry Steele, the Irons. Unbelievable. This is unbelievable.
Now, if you look down at the ring, Michael Evans had to come down from the back there.
Yes, yes, the militant.
He's holding some kind of a package, if you will, John Azir.
I'm glad to see Michael. Good friends with the Badger. He's a good guy, man.
Now Michael is up
time.
On the ring apron. He got the attention on the Cyborg. Oh. JJ hit the Cyborg on the back of the head.
Oh, yes, he did. Yes, he did. Good. He's fighting a man versus machine.
Now, technically, you could have a two-man on the Cyborg because it did qualification and it's not in here.
Well, he's trying to wrap him up for a standover suplex. He's got him up. Oh, and the Cyborg arms has got him around the throat and spins him for a neck breaker on the Duke of Chicago.
Now, it's amazing for the match. But if you notice, John Azir, the Cyborg, they're not a really human being now. It's very difficult.
I'm noticing the legs are going down to make the pin. 1-2. DJ kicks out. The Duke of Chicago has kicked out of that.
Again, this is a no disqualification match there. And you got to remember, they even got the box. What in the box? What in the box?
I have no idea, my friend. I have no idea. We'll just have to find out, but I'm just glad to see the Duke of Chicago back in competitive action. He never lost the title for real. I mean, he was a world champion, beat his father for the title. That's what's controversial, but he's definitely world championship caliber. What is in the box? What is he pulling out of there?
I'm very confused. I'm not a scientist, if you will. You know, there's something very it's metallic looking. Now, Michael is throwing whatever this is to the JJ. Oh, he hit the Cyborg in the head.
Yeah, what is that?
Now,
what is that?
Look at the sparks there, John. So the Cyborg had it falling down. He put a leg on the Cyborg.
Yes, he did. He's got it. 1-2-3. Duke of Chicago. James Walker. Jimmy Walker. The Duke of Chicago has been part of his vindication tour. Unbelievable. Everybody doubted him. I told you that guy was good. You sat on this broad. You did. My brother was on this broadcast, and he doubted his acting ability and his performance ability, and it's unbelievable. I'm just happy to
gentlemen, your winner,
comeback
the
trail.
Duke of Chicago, J.J. Evans.
On the comeback trail, baby. Unbelievable. Michael's there too. This is great. Now, who is in this Cyborg? Who is in that?
John Azir, I'm trying to advise you now. It's a robot now. There's not a man inside that. You cannot touch a man made of gas. You see, made of metal. It is not a man there, John Azir.
All right. In Championship Wrestling from Chicago, the Chi-Town Heat promotion, Bookman Productions, the Buffalo Butt Productions, sir, with all due respect, I have to ask. You've made a lot of money with the Duke of Chicago. You made a lot of money on James Evans. You made a lot of money on Michael Evans. Are you booking Cyborg versions of your wrestlers in Chicago?
I haven't. And no comment on the question at the time is able to say, no, I don't know what you all speaking on now.
I have to ask. I have to ask because you're making the buzz is that, you know, you guys are doing a really good job up there. And I'm all about
it.
The
favorite one that the former heavyweight champion in the world there, the Ingles there, had kidnapped the J.J. Evans to remove him from the championship title at the time now.
Ingles didn't have anything to do with
that. Well, I just want to tell you what the rumor here on the street now. You at me with a Chicago and a booger with the Cyborg, and I'm trying to explain to you what's going on.
You're watching too much TV.
Anyway, I must be going. Thank you so much. Oh,
Well, it was nice having you, sir. Thanks for coming on promotion. We will be there. We will do a TV taping from Chi-Town soon. And right now, fans, we really have to take a commercial break. We got to pay the bills. We'll be right back with you with the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast.
Introducing the world's newest, silliest, and hamburger-eatingest clown, Ronald McDonald. Now, where is that clown? Oh, Ronald. Hey, Ronald.
Here I am, kid.
Hey, isn't watching TV fun? Especially when you got delicious McDonald's hamburgers.
Ronald, you can't be on TV and watch it at the same time. Now, come on and meet the boys and girls.
Oh, we've already met. I know we're going to be friends, too, because I like to do everything boys and girls like to do.
especially when it comes to eating those delicious McDonald's hamburgers. A magic tray here keeps me well supplied. McDonald's hamburgers, french fries, and milkshakes. Watch for me on TV. We'll have lots of fun.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to episode number 56 of the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast. If you can take your attention down to the squared circle, ladies and gentlemen, from Milwaukee, one, the only tag team, if you will, the Milwaukee Killers.
Unbelievable, here we go. Now let's see, what is their total combined weight here? Let's see, they look good. They look good. They're trotting out to the ring with their retiring attire, coming into the ring. Well, this should be a good contest.
Now, I don't know if you know what they're facing.
These guys.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Let's see.
The current giant of professional wrestling. Their opponents.
Oh, no.
In a handicap match. Frederick the Judge Gwynn.
Oh, no. These boys are. Oh, they're doomed. You're doomed, I tell you. You're doomed.
I don't know. It's two against one. You were just saying how great the team looked.
Oh, my God, man. These guys were... Now, well, let's hope.
The rules are a little sketchy. Technically, everyone could be in the ring simultaneously, and tags are not necessary.
Sheriff Andy Griffith and Winslow have already brought out stretchers in the back. I just got that on our private email, just in case. This is unbelievable. Oh, no. He's stepping over the top rope from the floor into the ring. Here we go, folks. Okay, they're coming up against Gwynn. Gwynn takes them both down, shoves them both down.
Now, simultaneously.
Now Potsy's gonna have to think of something here. And
Ralph Mal, frankly speaking, both are overmatched by one competitor, the giant of professional wrestling himself.
I would agree, but I mean, both their weight combined they're still outmatched if you really think about it. I mean, and with the boots on, I don't know. Nobody knows the true height of Fred Gwynn.
Potsy Weber has wrapped himself around the foot of the right leg of Gwynn, who kind of can't walk with him on it. Ralph Mouth bouncing back and forth off the ropes and gives an attempted drop kick to Gwynn.
Yes, he stumbled.
Who, though stumbles, is not falling.
He has stumbled, and he's stepping on Potsy now.
Oh, the humanity.
He's kind of fashioned him as a boot. Look, he's walking with him. Like some kind of, what do you call it, out in the Antarctica when they run with the tennis rackets on the shoes, you know what I'm talking about? Eskimos?
Sure.
Unbelievable. He's walking around the ring. It's got to be crushing their ribs. Got to be crushed. Oh, my God, man. He's got Potsy in the choke slam. Puts him down. Now he's got, they got to give it to the Milwaukee Killers. They're trying their best. He's stepping on Potsy now, too. He's got, I mean, Ralph Mouth. Excuse me, folks. This is just carnage everywhere. He's fashioned them both as shoes. He has walked. He's stomping to each corner of the ring. He's tapping. It's not a Russian chain match. What the hell is this guy doing? He's tapping the turnbuckle of the first one. Stomping over to the second. He's tapping that turnbuckle. He's targeting the third. The third. What the fuck is going on, Bax? Come on, help me out here. What? How do you call this? He's got it on the fourth. Now he's got them both down. He jumps up in the air. He's got them one, two, three. Oh, no, man. Oh, no. There's got to be. They're bringing out the stretch. Man, no. Griffith is right. The sheriff of wrestling is coming out. They're bringing out Potsy and Ralph Mouth. And on the stretchers, they're. Oh, man. That's got to be broken ribs, buddy. Unbelievable. Fred Gwynn is just. It's unbelievable. Oh, no. And you're the evil march.
Ladies and gentlemen. Y'all winner by pinfall, the giant Frederick Gwynn.
Yeah, sergeant and judge, jury and executioner. Self-appointed judge, jury and executioner. Unbelievable. And these were heroes of the Parking Lot Wars DVD that you guys have all bought from us.
Many, many moons ago, Johnny Zero.
Well, I didn't want to see Ralph Mouth and Potsy go out like that, man. But come on, man. This was... Gwynn looks bigger, man. He looks bigger than ever. The humanity. The humanity!
As we take our time to remove our attention from ringside, it is time for Johnny Zero to deliver the injury report for 6:05 Eastern on the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast.
Now we have our injury report in. Now we have Howard Cunningham and Chachi and in with a broken heart.
Boo fucking who?
Well, that's just, I'm only giving this stuff. This is official TV Dad Wrestling Federation stuff. And
you know, Howard Cunningham's the person that got those two jerk-offs to compete for the World Heavyweight Championship in the Elimination
Match. I just think I don't understand is why isn't Triple B, Boom Boom Bonaducci, even next?
Because he's barred from professional wrestling until death.
He hurts more than anybody, man. That was his girl, man. And
Sayeth you.
It was, man. You saw that. I know he was arrogant, but he tried to get her off of that stuff. So we got at number four, we have the Badger, obviously, after jumping up, and it was five stories through the two flaming tables. But apparently, Badger, knowing him, he got off the hospital bed and just kept going. I don't know how long he's going to be able to keep up at this speed, but he's on the report as probable. And there's not much information on that. Now, Potsy and Ralph Mouth have broken ribs and internal bleeding at the hands of the Giant, the Sergeant, the self-appointed judge, jury, and executioner of TV Dad Wrestling, Fred Gwynn. Fred, don't call me Herman Munster Gwynn.
Oh, you said the H word.
I'm not a scared of that prick. But
he just defeated two men in the Squirrel Circle before your eyes.
Well, then why is he still selling albums on our website? You know, he still has music albums on our website. Bozo 7 has suffered a severe head trauma and is out. Severe trauma. Now that, if you remember, Bozo 4 just passed away. So this does lend credence to what's going on with the current labor disputes between the clowns and the little people, the LPWU, the Little Persons Working Union, and the Clunion. The Clown Union. I call it the Clunion because I like to call them clowns. But it's just unbelievable. Now, the other one I want to mention is Bill Bixby went missing. He wrestled down in Texas Championship Wrestling, Championship Wrestling from Dallas. The CWD, J.R. Ewing owns it, and he's been gone. Now, they did a joint pay-per-view, independent style, in Mexico City, and he's gone missing, and nobody has seen from Bill Bixby. That's all I have on here. This was given to me. This is official TV Dad Wrestling information. Oh, I'm just getting something now.
This is official tabloid information.
No. This is from Springer and Lawson's office. This is official. I'm not making this up. It's on. You should get the. Here we go. So Fred Sanford had mild chest pains. Now I don't know if that is. He's listed as probable. But of course he would be. The Ghetto Santa never backs down from anybody. But he has been complaining about a heart attack for years, bro.
That's a heavyweight tag team champion at this point in his life.
Yes, he's a world heavyweight champion. Absolutely.
Does that conclude our list?
That's it.
Is that all you got?
That's it. That's
you
all,
and your
that's
pussy
all.
Broken heart in the beginning of it?
What are you talking about?
My heart is broken.
Hey. You know what, man? Don't take my kindness as weakness. There's nothing weak about
it. It's not your heart that's broken.
I'm telling
Howard
you.
Howard Cunningham has a quote-unquote, air quote, broken heart.
I am only reading.
What is he, a 15-year-old girl?
I have no idea. His daughter just died, man. His daughter died.
It was months ago. She's a junkie.
Read your email report. I got this live. This is from the office. This is obviously what Springer through Lawson wants to put out there.
I find it highly suspect that your injury report neglects to mention any of the clowns that were damaged and injured in the Chi-Town massacre.
Well, that part is not official TV Dad Wrestling Federation. That was in the street.
I gotta agree with that sentence. That was not under our banner. But you were there anyway, you tabloid reporter. You're there for the money.
I saved a little girl from dying, man.
Say if you.
Bro, you've seen the video footage.
You're just there. You're double dipping. You're like, oh, I don't make enough money. I'm not part of the
No, I didn't. You heard it on the air.
May I speak?
Episode 55. Don't listen to him.
May I speak?
I don't make enough money. I'm not part of the Bloody Stash Clothing Company. I have to go and work for Chi-Town Heat and kill children and clowns.
No, I didn't think to do such a thing. And I wouldn't want to be a part of the Bloody Stash crew.
I gotta tell
or
you,
anybody.
I heard the authorities.
I'll hang out with Chinbeard, man.
I hear the authorities are looking for you, Johnny Zero, because of who you've been hanging out with.
Chinbeard? I mean, authorities? What the hell are you talking about, dude? They're launching clowns and little people at each other that are willing to sacrifice their lives. They're that lined up. They have a whole ceremony. They have sake they drink, and I mean all kinds of stuff. It's almost like a kamikaze, man. And they actually wheeled them in there. I don't know if president's gonna call in the National Guard. I mean, this is ridiculous, dude. I was in a building that was collapsing upon itself. I'm trying to tell you that there is, like that letter said, there is a war coming, and with it many dark times.
You're pathetic. You're
Who's
sad.
Pathetic? Who's
you
pathetic?
The wool has been pulled over your eyes.
Dude, they're doing this outside in the streets. It's everywhere, man. It's everywhere. And where the hell's Henry Winkler when you need him?
What?
Who's the only one? Look, you got Sheriff Andy Griffith.
How grateful am I? It's time for a commercial.
And Winslow.
Break. Ladies and gentlemen.
Coming in to take care of this.
Please bear with us.
Honey. What is the matter? You seem so blue today. Can I ask you a question? Sure. Anything. Mom, do you ever get that not so fresh feeling? I said, do you ever get that not so fresh?
I know what you said. What I am not able to figure out is why you feel so comfortable asking me such a disgusting question. I'm your mother, for fuck's sake. You are one sick little girl, Susan.
But Mom, vaginal unfreshness is common for all women.
The hell it is. Listen, Susan. I don't know what nasty shit you are doing to your lady business. But my cooter is as fresh as a Carolina pine forest.
Mom, you are embarrassing me.
I'm embarrassing you? No, wait a minute. I'm embarrassing you? You come into my kitchen talking about your stank-ass coochie, and I embarrass you? Get over yourself, bitch!
Mom.
Shut the hell up, Susan. Get your filthy snatch upstairs, take a bath, and keep your mouth shut. I mean it, Susan. I don't want to hear another word about this.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the episode number 56 of the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast. If you can please take your attention down to ringside.
Here we go, folks.
You have Tim the Toolman Taylor.
Yes, a very serious.
A leathered up Tim the Toolman Taylor.
Yeah. And this,
now, go ahead.
Will this be a last man standing match?
Oh, what a fine question.
I believe it is. That's his new moniker, apparently. We all love Tim Allen, you know, Tim Allen, but...
Is it Tim Taylor or Tim Allen? I got to be honest, I get confused myself.
I get confused too, but I believe he's now going as the last man standing Tim Allen. He's taken it upon himself, but that does not mean he's sunshines and rainbows, man. I mean,
speaking of which, his opponent...
Unbelievable. Oh, no. Oh, great.
Living the dream, Lamont Sanford.
Walking on sunshine. Damon Wilson himself. Lamont Sanford. Unbelievable.
The crowd's going wild.
Yes, they are.
Lamont's become quite the fan favorite.
Yes, he has. And he's got the living dream. And back there, backing him up, cheering him on. I mean, he's dancing down the ringside. He's got the Jimi Hendrix tie-dyed headband on. Everybody seems to love the guy. Seems to love the character, but... You better be careful. Tim Allen's is nobody to play with.
The final elimination match before facing the television champion on the pay-per-view for the World Heavyweight title.
Yes. Now, will this be a last standing man match only, or last man standing match, pardon me, or is this I guess we'll have to wing. We'll go up the ringside and wait for that bell. Wow, he's taking off his tattooed, very Jimi Hendrix-like of Damon Wilson. Lamont Sanford.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a non-disqualification, no time limit, last man standing.
Unbelievable. Here we go, folks. All right, they're coming out swinging left and right. No collar elbow tie up. They're going straight up. Tim Allen gets the early advantage. Pulls out the leg from under him, and he's punching him in the face. Referee, no disqualification. There's no disqualification. He's just battering Lamont. Unbelievable. Damon Wilson. Damon Wilson crutches his arm, twists it around, turns it into an armbar with his long legs. Good. Excellent. Using the leverage, using his long legs there to pull out the arm of Tim Allen. Comes over. Tim Allen is pulling out of it. Trying to pull out of it. The referees can't do much here. He's got him down. And Lamont gets up and puts the boots to him. And now the referee's coming back. One, two, three, four, five, six.
Now, technically, not
seven.
A disqualification match.
Tim has gotten to his feet. Well, a last man standing match, folks, just so you know, is the person has to be down and knocked out for the count of 10, just like they would at any heavyweight boxing match. This is what this is that new. You know, remember when Tim Allen, that last, what he did to, was it Bozo 3? One of the Bozos, he really went to town on there a few weeks ago. Now they're just circling around again. Collar, elbow, tie up. They got a test of strength going here. I thought Lamont had it, but no. Tim Allen's coming back. He's been scooping him up, has twisted his arm around, got turned him into an arm bar, and picking him up and body slamming him on top of it. On top of it. Now, Tim Allen going up to the top rope. He's jumping off with a flying elbow drop. He nails it! Nails it!
What a vicious display.
He has to stand up because pinfalls and countouts don't count in the last man standing match. Referee's counting. One, two, three, four, five, six. Wait a minute. Nice kip up by Lamont Sanford. Kip up.
Still alive in the match.
He's still alive. Jumping off the ropes. He comes back with a flying lariat. I wouldn't call it quite a lariat, but it was nice. It was a fine clothesline.
It worked.
It worked. It did the business here. He's trying to go back behind. He's putting a sleeper on Tim Allen with the long arms and those big legs. Those big legs of Damon Wilson, Disco Damon Wilson, currently Lamont Sanford, the living dream himself, the walking on sunshine. He's got him there. Tim Allen trying his best to fight back. He's trying to elbow. He's doing everything he can, but Damon definitely has the height advantage. Wouldn't you agree, Vex?
Most definitely.
He's got the height advantage with those legs crouched like there. As long as he keeps in the middle of the ring, I think we're good. Now, looks like Tim Allen is losing consciousness.
He's fading quickly, Johnny.
Well, who wouldn't? I mean, cut off that carotid artery in the brain, to the brain, the blood, an oxygen to the brain. He's got it there, and he's let him go. The referee's going to count. One. Two, he has to go back to his corner. Hey, Lamont, go back to your corner, man. Disco. Anyway, one.
The count cannot begin. He
broke.
Leaves.
Exactly. One. That could have been the match. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. Oh, Tim Allen showing signs of life. He's back up. He probably just lost the match right there. Unbelievable.
You think so?
Well, he should have, man. If he just not interfere with the referee's count, he would have, it's a last man standing.
You know, the rules are tricky, though. When you're in there and you're in the heat of the moment, it's difficult to
remember. This is Tim Allen's match. I mean, like, there's, you know, I believe me, I love both these competitors. I wouldn't expect, anything different. But they're circling around the ring and locking back up. Tim Allen now backing Lamont into the corner. Damon Wilson. And European uppercut again, and down. Oh, it hit him in the body section. Irish whip back into the opposing turnbuckles, comes across with a flying splash from the last man standing. Lamont goes down again.
What a fantastic display.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. He's showing signs of life. Eight, Lamont back up. He's back up. Now Tim Allen again running with a flying knee lift. Oh, my God. And Lamont hits the hard press, and he's busted open. He's busted open bad. Lamont is wearing the proverbial crimson mask, my friend. In the immortal words of Gordon Solie, the Dean of Wrestling, the proverbial crimson mask. And he is picking up Lamont by his afro, and he's locking him up for a suplex. Now he's picking him up. Oh, he drops him a Bane Buster. Unbelievable. Lamont goes down again. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. And Lamont's back up. He's back up and he's going out of the ring. He needs to clear a head out. Come on, man. Come on. This is a good match, man. This is a fucking good match, man. He's getting back in. Lamont Sanford back in the ring against the last man standing, Tim Allen, in his own style of match. Fighting him on his own turf, if you will. He's getting over the top rope. He comes back in. Tim Allen with an undercut. What is it with Tim Allen and the breaking the well? There's no DQs.
There
right?
is no DQ. Technically, there yeah. are no rules to break.
That's true.
You can use a chair. You can use anything.
That is true. Nobody's used any foreign object as
not
of
yet.
As of yet. Now that he stumbled over, now Lamont is back up, and he's standing drop kick on Tim Allen. Lamont landing on his feet again with that brilliance. Is he going to go? Is it time? He's going up to the top.
No.
He's going
soon.
To the top. It's too soon, Lamont. He's doing it anyway. Glitter from above. Oh, and he misses. He misses. Unbelievable. Tim Allen over in the corner. Referee starting to count again. One, two, three, four, five, six,
Lamont puts his leg
seven.
On the rope. Does that break the count?
Not at all. Eight. Now Lamont's back up. He uses the rope to pull him back up. I don't know. That's a very good question. I really don't know. I don't know. I wasn't given the things, but I believe it's just you're knocked out, man.
Standing
That's it. Last man standing. That's it. That's how I see it. I wouldn't think they would do that. They might bend that rules for, like, you know, BSC or something. But
how dare you, sir?
For that iceberg in Titanic 2. Mr. Brady or something like that. But they certainly got...
Just because you're an unemployed...
Real men. Unemployed. What are you talking about?
Well, you lost your side job with the fucking Chi-Town Heat bullshit.
I don't want a job with those fucking people. I'm already here in the TV Dad Wrestling Federation.
And maybe call the match. What do you think?
All right. Well, I'm trying. These guys are tattered and battered and splattered and everything else you can be. We've got Lamont is breathing profusely. Here we go. He's wrestling now. He's got. Tim Allen in a headlock, spins back around to an arm hold, and he's picking him up for a back suplex. Picks him up for a vertical suplex on the back, takes him down on top of the arm. Oh, Tim Allen is hurt. He's hurt. Now Lamont is punching the head of Tim Allen on the ground.
Oh, my God, this hits.
He is going to try and... Oh, unbelievable, man. This is unbelievable. Now, he's busted open, too. This is a bloodbath. This is becoming a bloodbath, my friend. Now he has to back up. This time, go to the corner, Lamont. My God. He's going to the corner. One, two, three, four, five, six. Some life seems six, seven, eight. Okay, Tim Allen is back up. I told you there was some signs of life there. He's back up, but these men are just beating each other senseless in this last man standing contest on the TV Dads Wrestling Federation. The sport of kings, folks. TV Dads Wrestling is real and people are fake. And they're just giving lefts and rights back at each other. Now, okay, who's going to win this test of strength here? What do you think here? I got to give it to Tim Allen,
I don't know. I go with Lamont. I really do.
I would on aerial abilities, but on power, I think Tim Allen is very...
That's a really good point.
You know what I'm saying? Like, because of the smaller stature, Anyway, Lamont can use his leverage. They're back up in the corner now. Oh, and a low blow by Tim Allen with a knee. And it wasn't a groin area. It was a midsection because he's taller. And he's putting the elbow in the back of the neck of Lamont. He's tying him up for a suplex, for a slingshot suplex off the ropes. Puts him up, bounces it, comes off. Oh, he's got him. But he flowed over, and he's got to stand off now. Let the referee do the counting. Same mistake. One, two, three, four, five, six. No signs of life. Seven, eight, nine. Lamont gets up right at the end. Lamont gets up. Damon Wilson gets up. Gets up. Now they're going back at it again. And Tim Allen come back in with those elbows and those fists to the head. This is a no disqualification match. This is for the last man standing.
What's going to happen is the winner is going to represent in the Battle of the Belts pay-per-view, the second annual, where the World Television Champion will face off against this contender for the heavyweight championship title.
Oh, well, we'll see.
Anyway, back into the squared circle, ladies and gentlemen, this fantastic physical display. Unfortunately, we have to take a commercial break, so please bear with us.
You got
to
pay the bills, folks.
Ladies and gentlemen, take your attention down to ringside. We have two of the most fearsome competitors in professional athletics today.
Yes.
Going back and forth. A bloody mess, if you will.
Absolutely. These guys are just making bloody pulp of each other.
A last man standing event.
Yes, and they are bloody going lefts and rights and lefts and rights. Oh, looks like Lamont may be going down. Comes off the ropes. Oh, and hits Tim Allen. Tim Allen does go down. Lamont's got to learn to back up. One, two, three, four. Wait a minute. Tim Allen's back up. Comes back with a nice gut shot. Gut shot to Lamont. Lamont is down. And Tim Allen wrapping up his head for a DDT. A DDT. Unbelievable. Snap DDT, by the way. Now he's got to back up. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. He's back up again. And We're going back into it.
Sorry.
Right back into the action. Ladies and gentlemen, back and forth, trading blows. I'm exhausted. Johnny Zero's exhausted. This has been a fantastic athletic display for you on 605 Eastern on Sunday
night. The Major League of Professional Wrestling. Absolutely. It looks like Lamont's coming off. He's coming off the ropes, and he has cut Tim Allen with a heel on his chin. He's out. Both men are down.
Oh, my God, Johnny. They're going to start the count.
One. Two, three, four,
we're in Rocky,
five,
Rocky two.
Six, seven, eight, nine. Wait, Lamont has his leverage. He's in the corner. He's up. 10. It's over with. Lamont wins. Disco Demond Wilson.
Ladies and
the Dreamwalker of wrestling.
Your winner, Disco Demond
Wilson. Wilson, folks. I can't believe he beat the last man standing in a last man standing match.
Barely.
Look, Tim Allen is coming over and shaking his hand. He's raising his hand. That was a hell of a match we just saw.
That was fantastic.
That was a hell of a match we just saw.
For free on the 605 Eastern broadcast.
And, you know, if Tim Allen had been a little closer to the ring ropes, had they fallen differently, he could have won that too. But
I would agree with that sentence, sure.
But you know what? He has a reason. He's dancing on sunshine. He's dancing on sunshine.
John Goodman comes down to celebrate the win.
Yes, he has.
The tag team partner in the Dreamwalkers.
Yes, he is. The living dream. The living dream himself.
The crowd's going wild.
Let me tell you something, Daddy. Let me tell you something. Lamont, I'm very proud of you, Daddy. Look here, I'm the dream, and you are living and walking on sunshine, living on the lightning bolt, Daddy.
Unbelievable. It's unbelievable. They're pouring confetti now. Wow.
Fantastic array.
Glitter from above.
Lamont graduates. He's going to face off against Brady for the World Heavyweight Championship title.
I don't think Brady stands a chance.
Wow.
Dude, he doesn't, man. Remember when we were tagging? He lost. He left him in the Crockett
it's
Cup.
Payback
what
for
a
Lamont,
fucking,
sir.
What a fucking coward would do that. He zip-tied his way out of there, left him to get beat up. Lamont has gone on to success. It's his turn. It's time to make Ghetto Santa, his father, happy. It's just going to be the greatest. Look, Tim Allen is even coming out and it's, look, man, he that was a hell of a match. He fought with class. He raised his hand at the end of it. Tim Allen will be back. Make no doubt about it. But
he's a drug addict.
But what a fuck that. No, he's not, man. He's recovered, dude. But my point is that what a way to roll in to the undisputed World's Heavyweight Championship and walking on sunshine.
The pay-per-view event 2 weeks away, ladies and gentlemen.
Brady don't stand a chance.
The battle of the belts.
But is he going to... The thing is Brady going to try and pay it off? Because Brady tries to buy his way out of things. But I think that this DeMond Wilson is a much better athlete, a much better wrestler. Even when they were a team, they were great. Ariel, I always said that. As much as I can't stand Brady, Mr. Brady, I always said that they, you know, when they would jump across a ring and clap hands in the air and do the flying leg drop. Remember that? There was just some pretty amazing aerial stuff. But it was always Lamont that got the more air on it. Wouldn't you agree?
I would agree.
It was always Lamont that did that. And I mean, he was trained by, you know, one of the greatest hero pioneers of our sport, you know, the Ghetto Santa himself, Fred Sanford. People love him. I mean, he's been trained by the Living Dream, John Goodman, the Babe Ruth of wrestling, if you will. And I just, if it's a fair and square contest, I have to give it to Lamont, simply because he has better leverage and he is better in the aerial department. Now, Brady also is very good in the aerial department, very good on the, they're both solid mat wrestlers. The size comparisons are similar. But I guess that's for, we'll see what happens. But I'm sure we're going to sell a lot of tickets on that one, wouldn't you say?
I would definitely say. Now, if I could please take everyone's attention, Johnny Zero and myself have just received an email. We're going to play this live over the 6:05 Eastern. It seems to be a makeshift press conference featuring the one and only, the fugitive from justice, Ronald McDonald.
Oh, my God.
Was recorded live at his attorney's office.
Unbelievable.
So please bear with us. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Ronald McDonald live from my attorney's office. Now, as you may have seen in the press, I've become a fugitive from justice. And this is very unfortunate, because initially, I must express that I was just trying to help the clown's rights, if you will. You see, there were people who were working in this industry who were being ripped off monetarily for their dedication and their physicality, and I'm trying to express to you that little people have rights too, and they matter. And then for reasons that are unknown to me, I have been framed by Buffalo Butt Productions, the Don King, if you will, of the modern wrestling era, who is putting me in a very precocious situation of blaming me for the deaths of several children. This is erroneous, and I'm here to scream out and fight out and speak out, if you will, that the one and the only Buffalo Butt Productions is our issue at hand. It's very unfortunate that I must be put in this situation, but I'm trying to speak out in social media and in every way possible, and hopefully the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast will air this to let you know that I am not guilty of this scenario. If you remember, I was merely an accountant for the McDonald's Corporation, and then I was employed very short term working as the tail in that giant catastrophe of an athlete that was participating in the TV Dads Wrestling Federation. And once it was exposed that we were being ripped off monetarily, I fought for clown's rights, and I have not been home in weeks. I've been hiding. I cannot wear my clown makeup. It's a very awful situation, to say the least. And I'm speaking out today. I'm asking you, the people, to help, to try and prove that Buffalo Butt is indeed the villain at hand in relation to the massacre and the murder and the bloodshed in the great town of Chicago. But again, I've got to stress, thank you for all the support I've gotten on social media. It's very nice that Ronald McDonald's name is going to be cleared. The national authorities are seeking me out. I did not hurt those children. I did not bring into clarification the need for any kind of kamikaze bombing, if you will. I was just speaking out for clowns. So thank you for your time, and God bless you all. Johnny Zero, that was the news making, if you will, of Ronald McDonald in his lawyer's attorney's office. What are your thoughts at this time?
I'm dreaming of simpler times when there was real men in the wrestling room.
Explain, sir.
The frontiersman. The real-life Charles Ingalls.
Oh, the guy who decimated the world title and got stripped
like
of it?
Like what we saw Badger do, doing a 720 off a five stories. I mean, like, what the hell is this guy talking about? He was part of the midgets were working as gimps for Varney, who managed the Trailer Park Express. This is true. And they were being paid the salary of one person, one preliminary wrestler's salary, the league minimum, which is fine. There's nothing, no shame in that. And then they needed the tail to balance it. Once they went from Gimposaurus to Gimpzilla, they needed a person in the back of the suit. Now, guys have to understand now, the forearms, the arms, everything moves. This is a very hard side there that aren't, you know, these aren't people to mess with. And in order to balance such a thing, it's almost like Devastator from Transformers, if you know the reference, or Voltron or so sort. The Voltron of Sadness, as Vex has said before. But you needed that big person in the background. They went and slammed Lurch. I mean, Lurch. And you know what? That's another one that was missing from the injury report. I forgot to mention that. Lurch is doing all right. Ronald went through it. Now he's all of a sudden this great clown, this Clunian guy. I mean, which side is he on? I mean, you know, I know. I was there. I was there on the streets of Chicago. I saw what was going on.
And I know that. Believe me, I don't want to take that away from you. I'm aware of the fact that you were there. You're a tabloid reporter. You needed the money. I know.
Hey, man.
But what I'm trying to say is the children lost their lives.
Yeah, I know. And I tried to save as many as I could, buddy.
Well, you failed. And now Ronald McDonald is being blamed directly for the deaths of these children, and he's just trying to claim his innocence, really.
Dude, what he's done, what this Ronald McDonald has done, despite poisoning millions, he's championing clowns, bozos. Look at the Bozo 47 I saw the other night. There's hundreds of these guys. It's like an army. And I love clowns. I'm trying to say that they're sacrificing themselves on some sort of medieval catapult that is blocked off the street right in front of the Chicago.
Hold on. A medieval catapult. That's a marinade over me, sir. Hold on.
Listen, you know, like crossbows and catapults? Like a giant catapult. They could bend the thing back. It takes a bunch of bozos to do it. You heard them come in on the fire engines.
I did hear it.
Okay, they're pulling this thing back, and they've blocked off an entire place there, right where the Rosemont Horizon used to be, where the Road Warriors and the Rock and Roll Express used to wrestle. And they're lining up in lines to jump and be launched onto each other as some kind of suicidal ceremony or something. There's little people, the LPWU, they turned on Jim Varney. The gimps are no longer gimps. They're known as the little people, the midgets, the real midgets. And I love midgets. I'm sorry if you don't like it. It's just the only way I know how to say it. Little people are people too, but there's people trading off between each side. You have clowns fighting midgets, midgets fighting clowns. They go back and forth to each side, and they're being launched on these medieval catapults. I think the president's going to call in the National Guard. I really do.
Well, that was weeks ago. It's over now.
No, man. No, this is going on, dude. I'm telling you, you look in the gutter and you could see the cream-based makeup and blood, actual human carnage, running in the street, the smell of dead people. Dude, I was live on the air when an actual little person painted as a clown was launched and happened to land right there just as I'm trying to help a little kid get out of there, and this homeless guy, and they went through the roof of a car, dude. That had to have been at least three blocks away, man. I mean, they've blocked out the entire street here, and this is all labor work. This is all, and you know what? I think they have rights. I believe in clown rights. I believe in little people rights.
If you can please put your attention back to the squared circle and take your heart off your sleeve, you will notice that Peter the Great is in the ring
just keep
at this
sleeve
time.
On my shoulder.
Peter the Great is in the ring at this time.
I wish for a simpler day when real men fought in the ring.
And his opponents.
There we go.
The World Heavyweight Television Champion.
And where is the Frontiersman?
The Iceberg, Michael Brady.
The Iceberg from Titanic 2. I love the break in the song.
And the crowd goes wild for their only sitting heavyweight champion in wrestling today.
Oh! He just got hit with a fucking tomato can again. They keep throwing tomato cans, but he gets a result. He gets his heat. He does draw heat. Very, very, what's with the barrettes in his hair? He's got
barrettes. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a one-fall match with a seven-minute time limit.
Vex, is he wearing barrettes
for
in his stash?
For the World Television Heavyweight Championship.
Is he wearing barrettes in his stash so he can get the Raleigh fingers? Anyway, All right, here we go, folks.
Father versus son. Blood versus blood. Family versus family.
Unbelievable. And Peter is wearing that that shirt he wore in the show when he the George Washington episode, if you remember that. That's unbelievable. They're locking up Brady again. Oh, my God. Brady rakes the eyes of his own kid. Unbelievable. He's dragging his head across the top rope. Unbelievable. Throws him outside of the ring. Brady using a... What kind of guy uses a fucking foreign object on his own kid? What the fuck is that about? He's got something in his shorts. It looks like a fucking, looks like a
armadillo in his penis.
It looks like a pair of brass knuckles is what it looks like.
He's a very well-endowed gentleman.
Oh my God, he's out of the ring. He's busted Peter in the head. Now he's put the foreign object back in his waist. The referee can't see it. He's knocked him into the steel post. Now he's standing him up on the top rope. And it looks like he's going for a superplex from the top. He stepped all the way up to the top. Brady, being the much taller of the individuals, a more seasoned veteran, consummate professional, if you will, takes him up over and boom, man. Oh, my God. Didn't have the wherewithal to do the float over, but he has done the superplex. Now he's standing on Peter with his feet.
The greatest athlete in wrestling today.
Two. Peter kicks out. Peter kicks out. Peter rolls over, gets his shoulders off the mat.
I got to tell you, he broke the count. I thought it was over. I thought the world television champion was going to put him away. But Peter the Great lives to fight on a little bit longer.
It looks like he's bringing the arm behind his back, twisting his arm behind his back. He's got him out. They're both outside the ring. He's throwing him outside the ring. They're going outside the ring. He's picked up and put his arm behind his back on Peter Brady. And body slams him right on the twisted arm, right on the steel.
A fantastic move.
On the steel move, the chairs into the ring. It's his son, man. Unbelievable. I think his arm's broke. I think Peter's arm is broke, man. Does that look broke to you?
No.
Unbelievable. And Brady is going back in the ring and flaunting. He's flaunting. He's doing posing for his fans. Unbelievable. He's being booed, but this is unbelievable. And here is Peter is asking him for help. He's begging him.
And he kicks Peter right in the face.
Unbelievable. Oh, the humanity of this. Unbelievable. He's got him up on the ring apron. He's wrapped him up in it. Looks like he's going to suplex him in the hard way. We're going the hard way, folks. Brady over the top, suplexes him down.
Oh, what a good
unbelievable
hit.
Brady going up to the top. You know, I have to say, Brady is fighting. What is there, a 100-pound weight difference here?
A methodical athlete.
Oh, methodical, my
the
ass.
The world he's television fighting, champion.
He's fighting a middleweight, man.
The only heavyweight champion in wrestling.
If that,
today.
I don't even know if Peter would fit in the middleweight class. He's going up to the top rope. He's going for his own version of the glitter from above. And hits it, nails it. Standing on top, one, two. Oh, he pulls him up.
Oh, my goodness. He does pulls not like him the up. Match to end.
His own son, unbelievable. This is your man's man.
This
you know,
is
I miss,
the only world heavyweight champion in TV Dad's wrestling today.
There is a real world's champion, and he's
his
not
name
here.
Is Mr. Brady the Iceman.
No, Brady. He's not. His name is the real-life Charles Ingles. And... oh, my God. I take Big Jack Sullivan over this guy. What the fuck, man? He's robbing his eyes on the top steel cable ropes of the TV Dad Wrestling Federation ring. Oh, my God. Can you see that? And he's cut open above the eyelid. Unbelievable. This is what this man does to his own son. Now he's got him in the corner. He's thrown him into the corner. Irish whipped him in the corner face first. He's come up, and he's riding him like a pony. What the hell is that? What kind of sick shit is this, man?
That's fantastic, actually. That's entertainment, Johnny.
That's not entertainment. That's sick, man.
The champion is sharing with us.
The guy is clearly molesting his own son.
The champion is sharing with us his ring prowess as opposed to finishing the match early and leaving all these paying customers bored out of their minds.
You're crazy, man. You're crazy. We saw a lot of good stuff tonight. He's got him back up. He's going for an atomic drop back into the corner, and he's back again. He's riding him in the corner.
Peter Brady breaks free.
Oh, my God.
And gives a low blow to the world television champion, who then drops to one knee.
Yeah.
Peter rakes his eyes across the top rope, and now we have a match.
Yes, we do. He did. He got that kick up in there. He got that back leg in there between those legs. I don't know how he did it. He must have eyes in the back of his head. There must be something in there. Now they're going at it again. Here we go. House of Fire, Peter Brady. He's coming off the ropes. Does a high-flying body press. He's down. One, two. Brady kicks out. Mr. Brady kicks out.
The world television champion.
Yeah, he's still got the barrettes in his stash. I believe those are hair barrettes.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to keep you here as long as we possibly can.
Please stay with us, folks.
6:05 Eastern.
And Brady's coming back. They're fighting each other again, and...